Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor. I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can have the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. Join me to hear the stories of powerful women of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm super excited to have my guest with me today, Candace B. Woods. Deemed as the Mindset Architect, Candace is the founder of Destiny University, a business academy for kingdom entrepreneurs to learn how to build their businesses on the principles of God. As a mindset business coach, she is determined to help other believers in business design, plan, and develop a compelling vision for their life and business, elevate their mindset, and begin to see themselves through the eyes of God. Through her coaching, Candace clients are taught how to self-publish books, create coaching programs, and establish speaking platforms that allow them to use their pain for purpose, and more importantly, advance the kingdom of God. Amazing. Love it, love it, love it. Welcome to the show, Candace. Anything else you would like to add to your amazing bio that the audience should know about you?
You know, no, not really. I think that kind of sums it up, because I really want to just, you know, keep it focused and keep it narrowed down to the epitome of who I am. And that's essentially who I am in a nutshell.
Awesome. Awesome. So as you know, this podcast is all about faith and business tends to be a roller coaster ride. I say this every episode because it's true, right? No matter what your business journey looked like, it involved some ups and downs for sure, because it is a roller coaster. But because everyone's business journey is slightly different, I always like to hear about how your business journey started, how you decided to start your own business, and what that journey has looked like for you so far.
Wow. So I actually started in business roughly about 6, maybe 7 years ago, and I started part-time. I worked a full-time job, like many people do, you know, starting out in entrepreneurship. You kind of, you know, dibble and dabble into it a little bit, just to see, you know, what you're supposed to be doing and how to get started. And so I started part-time, and I was really not even trying to start a business. I was just trying to seek out coaching to get assistance with finding my purpose and figuring out how to navigate a more meaningful life and existence. And so I stumbled across she was a coach, a life coach, essentially, and she really just began to help me to explore other avenues of, you know, my life and purpose. And eventually I started working with her on business and how to start a business. And so I stumbled up on it, and I just decided that I really liked that entrepreneurial space. I really liked the freedom and the flexibility that particular space provided for me, and I just began to ask God for clarity and direction. And so I started off small. I wrote a book, and then I started to learn other ways of creating multiple streams of income, really from that book and from my platform. So now I am in business full time. I've been in business full time now for 3 years, and that didn't even happen the way that I thought that it would. But my father ended up ill, and I decided that I wasn't going to go back into just trying to find another job. As a matter of fact, God kept closing doors of job opportunities that I was seeking out. And it was like those doors just continued to close for me. And God reminded me of my prayer to be in business and to be able to live out my purpose, to incorporate my faith in business, because that was something that I had been introduced to. And I just decided that I was going to step out on faith and I was going to do business full time. And it's been a journey, but I'm doing it. And God has been blessing me in the process.
It's definitely a journey. And I love your journey and how you explained it by first seeking, right? You were seeking some type of fulfillment, seeking something else, and you actually stumbled. So you seeked and then you stumbled into this whole thing that you didn't even know about, entrepreneurship and business ownership and coaching. I was like, hey, this is kind of good. I like this. This is really what I need, and really focusing on that freedom and flexibility that you get as a business owner and an entrepreneur. And God was leading you down that path by closing those doors. Mm-hmm. So as much as you even tried to attempt to get another job or attempt to go down a different path, and that's definitely a nugget for everyone out there. When you're getting doors closed, you know, there could be a reason that you're being redirected into the path that God is sending you down a different and new path. So many things that we can learn from your business journey and specifically what you shared along your journey. So good stuff. So when and why did you decide to be open about your faith on your business platform? I know you said kind of initially you were like, you know, that's the direction you're going in. You know, some people, they're in business for a while and then they decide to come out of the spiritual closet.
Yeah.
But you kind of were out from the very beginning. So what was that process like for you? When and why did you decide, you know, to be open about your faith when you on your business platform in particular?
Yeah, so that's a great question, Nadine. When I think about it, my business coach, life coach turned business coach, was actually my first lady of my church. And so that's why I said I kind of stumbled upon it, because I thought it was just something just solely about faith and solely about finding your purpose. And so as we began to work together in coaching, she actually introduced this whole concept of combining faith and business. Mm. And that's not something that a lot of people have experienced. Like you stated, you know, it's not something that they experience a lot of times. And so I kind of walked into it knowing that this was possible by working with a coach who was already doing it and who was already living it out. And so, but it did not continue to remain. I didn't continue to remain in that space or have that mindset, because I started to see other people doing other things. And I was thinking, oh, well, if this is what they're doing, then I need to do it too. And I was even actually approached by someone who told me, you know what, you can't talk about God and do business. You're going to have to pick which one you want to do. Mm. And that conversation, it shook me a little bit, because I was like, okay, well, am I doing business right? Is there a way, you know, a different way to do business? Should I be doing it differently? And I thought about it for a while, but then God convicted me and was saying, I put you on the path that I wanted you on. And so eventually I just continued to, and it's kind of, you know, my personality too. It's like, I'm kind of stubborn in a lot of ways. So if somebody tells me I'm not supposed to be doing something, I'm just determined to prove them wrong a lot of times. And so I just continued on in believing that this was what God had, the path that God had me on, and that I needed to continue to do it. And so that's what I did. And eventually God continued to place me in the path of others who were doing faith and business and who were doing it well and who were making a, you know, a living, and God was allowing their gifts to make room for them. So I knew that this was the path that God had me on, and that it was the right path for me.
Yeah, I love that story, to know that you were introduced to it that way in the beginning, right? Most people are not. So you actually had that example, somebody walking in the marketplace, combining faith and business. So that's all you really knew in the beginning, but then you kind of drifted away from that, and then had people even questioning it, right? Questioning, oh, you need to pick one. You need to stay in that lane and really testing you and testing, you know, your commitment to the faith and business and staying on that path and knowing this is what God God has called you to do in the marketplace, and committing to that is awesome. So as you know, business has its ups and downs. As we talked about before, it really is a roller coaster ride. So we always have mountaintops and we always have valley moments. So I'd love for you to share with us about a time in your business that you consider it like a high, an up, a mountaintop, and how God really played a role in that. And of course, we want to hear the other side of the coin. You know, tell us about a time that drops in your spirit that was a down, you know, but God also assisted in that downtime and what that looked for you. So if you would share that with us.
Yeah, awesome. So I'm going to start with the valley moment first. And it wasn't even that long ago. After I decided that I was going to embark upon business full time, my father was ill, and I actually only had my savings from, you know, that I'd saved after leaving my job, you know, just some retirement savings and some other savings that I happen to have. Like, how am I going to do this? Because I don't have income coming in, you know, or guaranteed income coming in, if you will. And I was like, God, I don't know if I can do this. I actually went through building my business, working on content, you know, learning more about marketing and the entrepreneurial space. And eventually it got to a point where my savings got depleted. And I was just like, God, what am I going to do? How am I going to do this? Did you really call me to this place? You know, and I know you didn't call me here for me to suffer through and not be able to make any money. And I, again, that stubborn spirit of mine wouldn't ask for help. I wouldn't say to my mom or other people, hey, I need help. You know, I'm in a bind. And so I went through that season and my car was about to be repossessed. As a matter of fact, it was repossessed. And I was just devastated, you know, like, God, you know, how am I going to be able to do this? I had clients coming in, you know, as far as, you know, where I was working with, money was coming in. But then there's those highs and lows of that too. You know, you have clients who come in and want to work with you. Then you have those dry seasons when, you know, you may not have so many clients coming in. And so, that was a really a pivotal moment for me, because I believe that's when God was saying, are you going to really believe me? You know, are you going to really trust me that I have you and that I am your source and that you're going to be okay through this process? And that's when my faith was really tested. And so I chose to believe that God had me in this space and that he did not bring me to it, you know, to leave me stranded. And that was a pivotal moment for me. And so I just began to just continue to activate my faith, and God began to show me how to build my business. He connected me with other amazing women in business like yourself and other coaches who I was able to learn from and glean from. And I began to put those strategies in place. And now the high moment, just a couple of months ago.
Before you move to the high moment, I definitely want to pull out some key points that you said about the low moments.
Gotcha.
And some of those key things that you said about the low point, you know, a lot of times you find low points being financial, right? Being in financial situations. And I feel like a lot, there's lots of lessons for us to learn more in the low points than the high points, right? Mm-hmm. So the lesson in the low points, when you shared about, you know, the financial struggle, was knowing that God was saying, trust me in this season, right?
Yeah.
And to believe in me in this season. So a lot of times in the low points, it really is about trusting God, number one, believing God, number two, and knowing and understanding that he is our source, right? He is our source. It really is source. It really isn't our clients. It isn't, you know, our parents. It isn't even asking, you know, people, because he will provide a way. And then you said that's when people started showing up, strategies started coming in place. It's like, okay, now you see, you can trust me. You can trust me in this process. So I definitely feel it's important for us to identify the key lessons that we learn in the valley. valley. And some of those key lessons usually include trust, belief, and faith, right?
Yeah,
that's all we can lean on in the valley. So I definitely appreciate your vulnerability in sharing that story and the lessons that we can learn from that, all of us through that valley moment. So thank you so much. So yes, so the high point now, let's talk about the high point in your business. What did that look like?
Just being committed and being intentional, being faithful, you know, learning how to be a good steward of the resources and the strategies and the people that God has strategically placed in my path, learning to glean from them and put those practices in place. Eventually, I got to a point where I was able to make my first 5-figure month just a few months ago. And it has just been, you know, a space where I'm just really saying, you know, learning that this was what God intended for me to do and be, and that He has been with me through those valley moments. And even at those high moments where I'm just determined that I am always going to give God the praise and the honor that He is due, because it's not me. It wasn't necessarily, it was great to learn how to place those strategies and those systems in place. And that's good. But I know that it was strategically God placing people who have been navigating this space for a while in my path. For me to glean from. And so it's been an amazing journey. And I'm not even saying that the money in and of itself that I've made is the mountaintop, you know, for me. But it was just one of those things where I realized, you know what, this is really what I'm called to do and that I am really good at it. And so I have arrived in my wealthy place, if you will, of just knowing that I'm operating in my purpose and that this is where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah, I agree with you. That mountaintop is more about validation. It's not about the 5 figures. It's validation that you're called to do this work and you can profit from this work, right? You can prosper from this work.
Yeah.
So knowing that you're in your purpose, you're called to this, and it is a profitable thing. God doesn't desire for us to be in poverty doing the work that He called us to do. He wants us to prosper. Mm-hmm. His word says it, right?
Yeah.
So being able to prosper from it is actually validation, and that's what makes it a mountaintop moment. Yeah. So I love that you explained it really isn't about the money. It's not about the 5 figures or the infamous 6 figures that everyone's looking for. It's the validation that you're walking in your purpose, you're called to this work, and you're prospering in it, right? So I love how your example was the same thing. It was money. You know, the valley was money and the mountaintop was money, but it was just a And if through it all, you recognize God being the source, you know, whether you're at the top or at the bottom, God is your provider and is your source. So that was a great example of ups and downs in your business. Business definitely has its ups and downs, but you can discover 3 powerful ways to attract the people you are called to serve in the marketplace so you can make the impact, influence, and income you were born to make. Be sure to text POWERFUL to 404-982-4736. That was POWERFUL to 404-982-4736. So this also is about faith. And so everybody becomes a believer in Jesus Christ in a different way. So I would love for you to share your journey in what that faith journey looked like to becoming a believer in Jesus Christ. What was that like for you?
Yeah, well, I'm a church girl, right? And so I grew up in church. It was something that I've always, experienced in a sense, even from as a child. But I don't really think I understood relationship until I became an adult and I, you know, begin to experience certain things in life. And so I think for me, I was baptized and I knew that there was a God, but I didn't really understand relationship with God until I went through my divorce and I began to understand that I could actually talk to God and that he would speak back to me and that he would allow the Holy Spirit to. And so faith is just, it's always been something that I was exposed to. But I didn't really understand it or experience it until I began to understand what it means to have relationship with God. So,
yeah, I like that distinction between, you know, the title church girl and really kind of looking at maybe from a religion mm-hmm. aspect and growing up and being baptized and doing the rituals and doing the religion things as a church mm-hmm. girl to then developing and realizing the relationship side of things and how much deeper and meaningful it is on the relationship side of things. And sometimes it takes us a while to get there, especially when you grow up in the church. It takes us a while to shift from religion and rituals and what we're supposed to be doing to relationship. And I love that you mentioned one of the key points was going through your divorce, because a lot mm-hmm. of times, like you said in your bio, it's the pain that shifts us to purpose. It's the pain that makes us seek relationship, right? So sometimes we need those pain points in our life to put us on a trajectory to be deeper and more focused on the relationship that God desires for us to have with him, right? So I love that.
Definitely.
So one of the key questions I always ask on every episode is, how would you define the power of faith?
Wow. The power of faith, I would define that as validation, as you talked about earlier, and also recognizing or having a confidence or boldness in knowing that even if you don't see it happening right now, that you can have the faith to believe that it's going to happen. And so, like, you know, because I'm guilty of, in a sense, of being this kind of having this, you know, microwave kind of mindset. I wanted to see it then. I want it to happen right now. But just knowing and understanding that faith is really the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen, and really knowing what that really means, that you don't have to see it right now, but it is going to happen, and that you can continue to believe that it's going to happen. So, because there are a lot of things that I have really and truly, you know, I was told that a lot of things were going to happen and that there were and words were spoken into my life, but they didn't manifest for quite some time. And so I started to waver in my faith and believing that it was going to happen, whatever that it may be. But now I am and I'm confident in knowing that it may not, I may not see the evidence of it right now, but I am going to see the manifestation of it in due season and in God's timing. And so I believe that's what the power of faith really is for me.
Yeah, no, I love that. The power of faith really being that boldness and confidence to believe in something you're not seeing right now. Mm-hmm. So that's really what the key thing that I heard from you. Yeah. So the other signature question that I always ask, because this is Women Faith Plus Business, is how would you define the power of business?
Wow, business. business. To me, it's a journey, and it is really just a process of growth. I think if nothing else, I've learned as a mindset coach is that you can operate from a fixed mindset, believing that what you are doing and what you are capable of in the moment is all that you're capable of, or you can have the faith to believe that you can grow throughout a process. And I think that's why I really hold dear to using your pain for purpose, because I do believe that the pain oftentimes is what stretches you and makes you tap into your gifting and your potential a lot of times that you don't even realize is there. And so I can kind of connect business from that perspective. I started in business, you know, initially, but I didn't really understand the power of business until I began to allow myself to be stretched throughout the process and to grow throughout the process. I oftentimes would kind of shy away to think that I was trying to compare myself to them, you know? And so I was like, no, I don't want to do business because everybody, you know, other people are doing business and I don't want them to think I'm trying to compete with them. But business is really for me, just again, having just a space of flexibility, having a space of just being able to, operate in a way that of reminding myself that God is my CEO and that I get his instruction and that I can operate in business, and that he can feed me strategies and give me what I need to operate in business and to be successful.
Yeah, I love that. It definitely is a journey. It definitely is a process, and it's a part of development, right? It really, I believe personally that it's a personal development journey, right? Mm-hmm. It really is about you growing in your mind, in your spirit. And that's why I don't understand why we separate faith and business, because the spiritual development that you experience as an entrepreneur and a business owner, I feel is one of the biggest parts of this journey, right? Because you're leaning on him even more. And like you said, when he is the CEO of your business, he's giving you the strategies, he's giving you the next steps. What closer relationship can you have than working day by day with the CEO of your company? So it really is a spiritual journey that people aren't recognizing, you know, and why people separate the two is beyond me. But no, I love that explanation of the power of business. So this has been an amazing conversation, Candace. It has been great getting this insight and revelation from you. If people want to learn a little bit more about you, your business, what you do, what would be the best way for them to connect with you?
Yeah, the best way to connect with me is social media. I am frequently on Facebook and IG, so you can always contact me there. My handle is at Candace B. Woods Coaching, so you can contact me there, or you can go to my website. There's a way to connect with me there as well. And that's CandaceBWoods.com.
Awesome. So definitely connect with Candace B. Woods via social media, through her website, connect with her and all the amazing things that she is doing in the world. Thanks again, Candace, for being on the show today.
Thanks again for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business podcast. I hope this episode has not just given you information you can use, but was insightful and inspirational. Wherever you are listening, be sure to subscribe to get the next episode or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list. Plus, if you would like to discover three powerful ways to attract the people you are called to serve in the marketplace so you can make the impact, influence, and income you were born to make, be sure to text POWERFUL to 404-982-4736. That's 404-982-4736.